Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a one-hit wonder on the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Bruce Willis, High Energy, Eddie Holland, Charlene, Sarita, Valerie Simpson, Kim Weston, The Undisputed Truth, and the Dazz Band. That's all coming up in the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
This feeling on my mind. It needs you, baby, to satisfy.
You can't turn me off, not in the middle of turning me on. I can't suddenly stop.
You change me from cold to hot. Ooh, now I'm ready to give you all the love I've got.
Tom Fallon.
Listen, my friends, while I tell you about a girl that's so divine. I love her for the joy she's brought me, for she's mine, all mine. That shine like gold. She has the kind of love for me that will never, never grow. Oh, Jamie,
Jamie, ooh.
I'm talking about Jamie,
Jamie,
oh, talking about Jamie,
Jamie, ooh.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Oh, she comforts me when I am sad now. With me when times are bad. She kisses me and holds me so tight. To me, she's out of sight. Oh, lips so warm and tender, kisses so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making. Talking about
A Motown memory from Eddie Holland. That was Jamie. That reached number 30 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1962, his only top 40 song. And Eddie teamed up with his brother Brian and Lamont Dozier and formed the Holland, Dozier & Holland writing and production team that had so many great hits in the 1960s. Before that, we heard from a one-hit wonder group called High Energy, and that was You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On. That reached number 12 from 1977. And we started with the Bruce Willis, the great movie star. He had one top 40 song in 1987, reaching number 5, if you can believe it, and that was Respect Yourself. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a one-hit wonder. Well, coming up, Charlene with a great song that almost went into oblivion with I've Never Been to Me. Well, Charlene originally recorded this song in 1976, and it reached number 97 on the U.S. Billboard charts in 1977. When it was released again in 1982, the single reached number 3 in the United States and number 1 in the United Kingdom. Well, in 1982, a disc jockey by the name of Scott Shannon in Tampa, Florida, who was then at radio station WRBQ, started playing the song at the bequest of a girlfriend, at which time Charlene had lost a recording contract, she had moved to England, and she was working in a bakery in London, if you can believe it. Well, the audience reaction in Tampa was very impressive, resulted in the song's second release with a spoken bridge at the beginning of the song. When the song was first released in the United States in 1976, Charlene's legal name was Charlene Duncan from her marriage to record producer Larry Duncan. But by the time the song was released in 1982, her name was Charlene Oliver by another marriage by the name of Englishman Jeff Oliver. The single reached the top of the pop and contemporary charts that year, and it released an album after that called I've Never Been to Me. Unfortunately, Charlene never had any further success other than this one song. Well, let's hear I've Never Been to Me, right here on Motown Memories.
Hey, lady, you lady, cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you'll never do, but I wish someone had a talk. Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. I can see so much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lies? Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne. Moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. Fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle whoring that costs too much to be free.
Ha ha, silly, wasn't I? she'd had a busy day. Carry home. I waited. Time went by. I tried to laugh, but all I could do was cry. Silly, silly, wasn't I silly to think I found the love I was dreaming of? Would say goodbye.
Valerie Simpson, with a song called Silly Wasn't I, it only reached number 63 in the United States from 1972. It was her only charting song. She had much more success as a writer, but she decided to try her hand as a recording artist and went back to being a writer after the song. Before that, Syreeta had a number 75 tune in the United States with Harm or Love from 1977. She was married in the early 70s to Stevie Wonder, and she had much more success in the UK than in the US. And we started with Charlene, a one-hit wonder, I've Never Been to Me, number 3 from 1982. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Motown songs that artists that only had one top 40 song. In some cases, like we just heard, not even a top 40 song. Well, coming up, a great artist that had much more success teaming up with Marvin Gaye, but on her own, she had a rockin' song called Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. Well, she was born Augusta Natalie Weston in Detroit, Michigan, and she was signed to Motown Records in 1963. She had a modest hit then called Love Me All the Way. It reached number 88. As mentioned, her biggest solo hit was Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, which we'll hear. It reached number 50 on the pop charts in the United States, but it did go all the way up to number 4 on the rhythm and blues charts. It was later covered by the Isley Brothers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and the Doobie Brothers. Her biggest claim to fame was singing the classic hit called It Takes Two with Marvin Gaye in 1966. Well, Kim left Motown in 1967 and later sued the label over disputes about royalties. She and her then-husband William Mickey Stevenson, which was a former head VP of Motown, both went to the MGM Records. She did cut a couple of singles for MGM, but they went unnoticed due to lack of airplay and promotion. Well, in 2010, she's a local disc jockey for a local Detroit radio station where she sponsors summer events at a place called the Hart Plaza. Well, here she is, Kim Weston. Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, right here on Motown Memories.
Take me now.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah.
I do to get closer to you. We both are
Jazz band with a one-hit wonder reaching number 5 from 1982, Let It Whip. Before that, The Undisputed Truth, a great song, Smiling Faces Sometimes, reaching number 3 from 1971. And we start with that Kim Weston rockin' song, Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While, number 50 from 1966. Well, we reached the halfway point of Motown Memories. We're featuring Motown one-hit wonders. After the break, more one-hit wonders coming up, Ardeen Taylor, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.